New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
And
do you know how to pronounce the capital of Louisiana? Is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
I've heard both. I don't know which.
It's Baton Rouge. I had to put that in. Okay, go ahead.
What about the country where Moscow is in?
Russia.
And say if you wanted someone to go with you somewhere, you might say, "Well, I won't go." What he goes.
I won't go unless he goes.
Okay. And say someone asks you if you wanted to go somewhere and you're not sure you want to, you might say, "I don't know what I want to go or not."
I don't know whether I want to go or not.
Okay. And say if you had a choice of two things, you might say, "Well, I was going to do this, but I decided to do that
instead."
And say if people become members of a church, you say they
join the church.
And you go to church to pray to?
To God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you might say the music was just
grand.
Okay. Any other words?
Wonderful.
Okay. And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names for him?
Satan.
What about what you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
The devil.
And you ever hear Booger Man or Bad Man?
Yeah, oh yeah, Booger Man. Yeah, the Booger Man will get you.
And what people think they see around a graveyard at night?
A ghost.
Okay. And if a house is, people are scared to go in a house, you'd say the house was
haunted.
And say if you have a choice, you might say, do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that.
And do you ever use the expression right smart?
Yeah.
How do you use that?
Say, Joe's right smart, isn't he?
Okay, but what about using it like, say someone had a right smart of land? Or
yeah. Yes, I've heard that. In fact, I've probably used it myself.
Uh-huh. Well,
Joe owns right smarter land up there.
Okay. Any other examples you can think of?
No more than to say that so-and-so's child's right smart.
Okay. And say someone says something kind of shocking, you might say, "Well, the very
thought of that."
Or the very what are you saying that? The very
to think that he'd say that?
Mm-hmm. You said the very
the very idea.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him?
What's good about it? No.
Or say you're asking about his health.
Say, how are you today?
Okay. And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you ask him? What might you say?
To a stranger, if I was introduced to a stranger, where are you from?
Okay. Would you ever say, how are you?
Yeah, how are you? Did you have a nice trip? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And any other expression? Do you ever hear Christmas gift?
No. Christmas greetings.
Okay. And at the 1st of January.
Happy New Year.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it.